Let's turn now to local sports. Here on KNKX, the Seahawks have hired 3 new assistant coaches. The positions were filled just weeks after the team failed to make the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick about the changes and what's at stake for head coach Pete Carroll.
Art, what's the strategy behind these changes?
Well, they really got to do something different than what happened at the end of last season. The Seahawks lost to the Rams at home 42-7, and then they also lost to the Arizona Cardinals 26-24. I think Pete Carroll was profoundly embarrassed at what happened and realized that he needed to make big changes. And I don't know if people fully appreciate the fact that in removing Daryl Bevel, the offensive coordinator, Tom Cable, the assistant coach and offensive line coach, and Chris Richard, the defensive coordinator. These are 3 people that he's won a Super Bowl with and has been together with 7 years, and they've had some tremendous successes. But the failure was so profound in December that he had to cut ties with people he knew and trusted. He needed new voices to make over the coaching staff.
Well, let's introduce fans to who these guys are.
Brian Schottenheimer is the offensive coordinator, and he's been an OC in the NFL for 9 seasons. Before that, his father was Marty Schottenheimer, a 20-year coach in the NFL. And he's a very seasoned guy, and his job is going to be the quarterback whisperer for Russell Wilson. He's going to have charge of the play calling, but he also is going to have the key relationship with the quarterback, which began to fail, I think, last year between Bevel and Wilson. The defensive coordinator is an interesting choice. Ken Norton Jr. is a 3-time Super Bowl winner, has been with Pete Carroll as an assistant coach for a number of years, including from 2010 to 2014 as the Seahawks linebackers coach. Norton was passed over when the defensive coordinator vacancy came up when Dan Quinn left to coach the Atlanta Falcons, and Carroll then chose Richard. Now, he's been a defensive coordinator in Oakland for the last 3 years, but he got fired in the middle of last season because, frankly, the Raiders' defense was terrible. So that's going to be kind of a hard sell, and I think the basic thing is that he is a strong, tough, Super Bowl champion guy who is going to have instant street cred with a lot of the defensive players. The third new hire is offensive line coach Mike Solari. He was on staff with Mike Holmgren and Jim Mora here in Seattle, and Carroll wanted to keep him, but he took a job with the San Francisco 49ers and was the offensive line coach when San Francisco and Seattle had that great rivalry a few years ago. And a different voice and a different talent evaluator at the O-line position seems to be mandatory. I think Pete has a lot of trust in Solari to bring that part about.
So the coaches have a lot of work ahead of them in a short amount of time to get ready for free agency and the draft.
Right. Once these coaches have their assistants in place, then they are going to put fresh eyes to the holdover talents and try to see what can happen with adding people in the draft. The problem is the Seahawks don't have a second or third round draft choice right now as it stands. The only way to get draft choices is to trade quality veteran players, such as Earl Thomas. Oh. The Seahawks have to get their contract salaries down. So that is a lot of change going on. And basically, it's like trying to change a tire while the car is running. Carroll has only 2 years left. And if he doesn't get it done this next year, he may not be around for the second year of his contract, which is over in 2019. And that's why I think this is the most ambitious thing that Pete Carroll has ever attempted in his Seahawks career.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.